Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live Lady Longhorns basketball from the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. This is one of the last non-district games of the season on the schedule for both of these teams. Although both are LCISD teams, the visiting Lady Mustangs from Lamar Consolidated and the homestanding Lady Longhorns are in two different levels of UIL play. So when district play starts in a couple weeks, they'll be battling it out in 5A and 6A, respectively. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live George Ranch High School sports on GRHSI Radio. Both of these clubs competed in tournaments last weekend, and both finished those respective events at 1 and 2. Lady Mustangs come in at 5 and 8 overall, but have three players on the shelf with injuries. The Longhorns are 3-9 overall, and finally back at full strength after some early season injuries themselves. When we come back, we'll have our interviews with both coaches. We'll introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hey-oh! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, we're awaiting tip-off with the Lady Mustangs and the homestanding Lady Longhorns at George Ranch High School. JV game ran a little late, as they're prone to do. George Ranch won that game. As promised, we have interviews from both coaches, and we'll start with the visiting coach, Todd Reed. This is our chance to spend a little time with Todd Reed, the head women's basketball coach at Lamar Consolidated. You guys had the same fate as George Ranch last weekend in the tournament. You won one, you lost a couple. What are some of the takeaways for you from that tournament?
I thought a couple of our players learned to rebound a little bit better than we have been, learned to be a little bit more physical inside. One of the big takeaways is during this tournament, the win was a big win with the last second three. We started learning how to work together a little bit more and coming together as a team. That tournament's a lot of great competition. And so, I was pleased with a lot of the things I saw. I just wasn't pleased with the results. But the girls played very hard and saw some great competition, and I think that's going to help us down the road.
You had some success early on, and now you got three girls on the shelf coming into this game. How have you been able to adjust now that you have some injuries to your club?
I'm not sure that we have yet. It's quite the challenge. We're asking the girls to do things that they traditionally haven't done for us, and they're stepping up. So it's on one hand, it's always tough to, especially with the talent that we do have injured right now. That's always tough for a team, but I think it's kind of pushing us individually to take on more responsibility on the court, and again down the road, you know, especially in district, that's going to help us.
You know, nobody wants to see injuries, but they are part of the game. It gives you an opportunity, though, to get a look at some of your other players.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely true. We've seen some up and down at all levels, varsity, JV, and freshman. We've seen some things from the players that we otherwise wouldn't have. You know, they're getting minutes in situations where maybe they wouldn't before, and we're learning a lot about each other through this process. So,
what are you expecting from George Ranch tonight?
I expect them to be solid defensively. They help very well defensively, and I expect us to have to box out. If we don't box out, we're going to have a lot of trouble with them.
Good luck.
Thank you. We need it.
That was Coach Todd Reed, the head women's basketball coach at Lamar Consolidated High School. His team comes in at 5-8. George Ranch at 3-9. There are some conflicting situations, though. As you heard in the interview, Todd Reed has three of his players on the shelf coming into tonight's game. Finally, George Ranch got itself back to full strength after experiencing some injuries early on in the season, starting with the Crosby game, one of the first couple games of the season. We had the opportunity also to talk to Shalisha Pierce. Here's that interview. This is our chance to talk to Shalisha Pierce as we wait pregame for the Lady Mustangs this evening. Good tournament. You went 1-2, but a good tournament and a chance to go up against some good teams.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the front end of our schedule has been pretty stacked to help prepare us for, you know, our district. When you're running up against Pearland, you don't want to play too many down teams because it'll be a big shock once you get against that level of basketball. So we wanted to kind of get it in early for the girls. But, you know, came out with a win, so that's always positive.
Coach Reed is in the same position you guys were early on. Now he's got three girls on the shelf tonight as they come in here. You know something about that. What are you expecting from his club tonight?
Well, you know, they're going to play their 2-3 zone. Our girls are just going to have to make good decisions in the zone, be patient, which is, you know, on the offensive end hasn't been one of our strengths. So it's good for us to get that look, you know, right before district starts up so that we can become a little bit more patient on the offensive end. So
last time we were here against Katy, my first chance to watch Isabella Little play. She's got a good game, and she had a good tournament last weekend, too.
She did. You know what? The one thing about Izzy is that she plays hard all the time. You know, she makes mistakes, you know, down the run, but she doesn't let that affect her negatively. She continues to push through it. So I can really appreciate that about her because she gets up and goes for us.
And how important is your strategy on what starting five and then what combinations you put on the floor as you start to get towards district play?
Well, I'll say that we are still trying to figure it out because with the injuries, and then we had two starters out during the tournament, you know, one of them was able to come back for the last game of the tournament. You know, we've just had so many ups and downs with injuries and things like that, that it's been hard to get our core group together. You know, we started out against Crosby with our core group together, and, you know, Crosby's one of those top teams, and And because our rotations were tight, we played really well. You know, we were able to score upwards of 65 points, you know. But so we're still trying to figure it out after the injuries and, you know, getting everybody back in the mix where our starters are going to be. So I think once we get a good rotation, we'll be fine.
Good luck tonight against Lamar.
Thank you.
We are back at George Ranch High School, and ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, here's the starting lineup. First for the visiting Lady Mustangs from Lamar Consolidated High School. At one guard position, 5'3 junior Mallory Badillo. At the other guard position, a 5'4 junior Destiny Davis. One of the forward spots, 5'8 junior Lauren Spencer. At the other forward position, 5'6 freshman Hannah Humphrey. And at the center position, a 5'7 junior Jessica McGowan. It is Mallory Badillo, Destiny Davis, Lauren Spencer, Hannah Humphrey, and Jessica McGowan, the starting five for Todd Reed's Lady Mustangs. And now for George Ranch High School. At one guard position, the sophomore, 5'4", Jaden Dunn. The other guard position, a junior, Lauren Crouch. One of the forward positions, a senior, at 5'10", China Amyildiki. At the fourth position, the senior, 5'6", Shelby Caventa. And at the center position, a sophomore at 5'10", Ibuku Fomagon. It is Jaden Dunn, Lauren Crouch, China Amyildiki, Shelby Caventa, and Ibuku Fomagon, the starting five for George Ranch High School. As we said, Mustangs come in here at 5-8. George Ranch at 3-9. They both had the same record coming out of weekend tournaments. George Ranch 1-2. Lamar Consolidated 1-2. The Lady Longhorns beat Tomball 35-31. Lost to Clear Lake 48-26. And to Hitchcock 47-42. The only win for Lamar Consolidated 55-54 over Maid Creek. Todd Reed said that was a three-pointer at the buzzer. Then they lost to the Woodlands 54-43 and to Klein Collins 59-40. Ibuku Fomagon will jump center against Lauren Spencer for the Lady Mustangs. And we are just about set for the opening tip from George Ranch. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School. Longhorns will be moving right to left across your radio dial, across your phone, your tablet, your laptop. However you're listening to us tonight, Longhorns moving right to left. The tip into the hands of the Lady Mustangs, Mallory Badillo with the basketball. Now over to Destiny Davis, inside to Jessica McGowan, and there's a foul. Foul whistled against China Amuldike, first one of the ball game. We're just underway at George Ranch. The JV game ran a bit late, as they normally do. And so we're just getting started. Opening tip time was originally set for 7:30. It's almost 7:50 now, but we're underway here. Out top is Mallory Badillo, being guarded by number five, Lauren Crouch. And the Lady Mustangs put up a shot. It's short, rebounded by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn in the corner to Crouch. Back out top to Shelby Cavinta. Here's the first shot of the ball game put up by the Lady Longhorns. That's off. Now down into the corner here. Hannah Humphrey with a short drop. A short jumper, rather. And China Amuldike swatted that one away and out of bounds. Lady Mustangs will inbound under their own basket. Good defensive work there by China Amuldike. Finally, ball brought in to Mallory Badillo, being guarded out top by Lauren Crouch. And good defensive play there by the Longhorns. Shelby Cavinta is able to knock that one out of bounds. Again, Mustangs will inbound, this time on the far side of Longhorns gym. Mallory Badillo with the basketball. Crouch on her. Over to McGowan. Back to Badillo. Little running jump shot. No good. Rebound by Shelby Cavinta. She'll take it herself across the timeline. Gets it in the corner to Lauren Crouch. Crouch with the jump shot is good. And the Longhorns are on the board, courtesy of the little jumper by Lauren Crouch. And a steal by Shelby Cavinta. First turnover by the Lady Mustangs. And George Ranch returns the favor with a travel whistled against Cavinta. And a timeout asked for and received by Todd Reed. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more.
Back at George Ranch High School, inbound by the Lady Mustangs. Destiny Davis drives here in the near corner, and ball is knocked out of bounds. Hannah Humphrey couldn't handle it and kind of shuffled it. Nobody could get control. It went out of bounds. Second turnover for the Lady Mustangs. 5:58 showing in the first quarter. George Ranch leads 2-0. And the Longhorns throw that one away into the hands of Lauren Spencer. She brings it down herself. And now driving around to the near side, Destiny Davis. And she's whistled for traveling. One personal foul in the game so far. China Amuldike for George Ranch. Lady Mustangs, 3 turnovers. George Ranch, 2. But on the scoreboard, Longhorns lead 2-0. Lauren Crouch with the jump shot. There's a long one put up by Jaden Dunn, and that's no good. It rattles in and out. And the putback is good by China Amuldike, and she's fouled. Amuldike with the putback. That's good. Foul whistled against Mallory Badillo, her first. Amuldike sends the free throw on its way, and it's good. George Ranch 5-0 over the Lady Mustangs. Badillo drives on the basket. No good. Rebound by Shelby Caventa. Caventa, right-hand dribble. Takes it herself. Now tries to get it down into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Third turnover for George Ranch. And we'll come back this way. Lady Mustangs will inbound in front of their own bench. Destiny Davis, the 5'4 junior guard with the ball. Now Mallory Badillo. And a Mustang try to get it down low. There's a scramble for the ball. And Lauren Spencer and Jaden Dunn do that. And on the jump ball, the ball is awarded to George Ranch. Shelby Caventa across the line. Now gives way to Milan Francis Miller, to Jaden Dunn. Down out top in the corner to Caventa. Three-pointer on its way is no good. Rebound by Hannah Humphrey. Humphrey takes it herself across the line. And a give to Mallory Badillo. She heads to the far side of the court. Jump shot put up by Badillo. No good. Rebound by Ibuku Fomigan, who's in the ballgame for George Ranch. Shot on the basket by Jaden Dunn. No good. Over the top. Rebounded by the Lady Mustangs. 4:14 left in the first quarter. George Ranch leads 5-0. Jessica McGowan looked at the basket, thought better of that. Gives it off to Destiny Davis. She drives on the basket and a foul. Foul whistled against Shelby Caventa, her first. So it's Caventa Amuldike with personal fouls for George Ranch. And the inbound goes to Lauren Spencer. Now out top to Hannah Humphrey. Puts up the jump shot. It's short and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 5 for the Lady Mustangs. Coach Pierce wants to get a sub in and does. In comes Isabella Little, the 5'9". Sophomore guard. She replaces Ibuku Fomigan. Jaden Dunn gives way to Milan Francis Miller. Back to Dunn. Out top to Destiny Briscoe's on the ballgame for George Ranch. And a shot by Francis Miller. No good. Rebound to the Lady Longhorns. Jaden Dunn with a three-pointer. That's no good. Wide of the basket. Good save of the ball by Destiny Briscoe. And into the hands momentarily of the Mustangs. And they lose it out of bounds. So George Ranch will inbound on the far side of the court, at the far end of the court, into Isabella Little. Back to Destiny Briscoe. In the left corner to Jaden Dunn. And she's whistled for traveling, and Jaden doesn't understand that one. She felt like she had anchored that pivot foot a little bit. Inbound to Destiny Davis. Back to Mallory Badillo. Badillo on the far side of the court. Drives on the basket. Layup is put up and no good. But a foul whistled against Milan Francis Miller, her first. Mallory Badillo, 5'3", junior guard at the free throw line. And the first one is good. Lady Mustangs on the scoreboard now. It's 5-1, George Ranch. Badillo's second free throw on its way, and that one good as well, 5-2. Jaden Dunn crosses the timeline. No press by the Lady Mustangs, at least early on here. Into the corner to Milan. Frances Miller, she drives on the basket, lays it up and in. 7-2, George Ranch. And another drive on the basket by Destiny Davis. That one fails to drop, but a foul is whistled against Destiny Briscoe, her first. Mustangs can't get the layups to drop, but Lady Longhorns are fouling them when they drive on the basket. First one by Destiny Davis is good. She'll get another. It's 7-3, Lady Longhorns. This one is a little strong off the back iron. Rebounded by China Amuldike. Ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drifts towards the right side. Gives it to Frances Miller. Miller to Jaden Dunn. In the corner to Isabella Little. And she's fouled on the shot. Foul whistled against Lauren Spencer, a 5'8 junior forward. Her first at the free throw line, Isabella Little. We're in the southwest corner of Longhorns Gymnasium. We have the same situation with the scoreboards as we did the other night against Katie. The one I'm looking at has the correct time and George Ranch's scoring total, but nothing else. So we'll keep our book and make sure we got the correct score, and we do. It's 7-3. Isabella Little misses the second end of her two free throws. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And the Lady Mustangs will inbound at the far end of the court. Davis gets it in to Mallory Badillo. Back to Davis. He's being guarded by Jaden Dunn. Now the switch out top. Destiny Briscoe has her and the basketball. Faith Oajulapi is in. He's got the ball at the top of the key. Now over to Lauren Spencer. Spencer with the jump shot from the far corner. No good. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives on the basket. Puts up the running hook. No good. Rebounded by Lady Mustangs. Destiny Davis now drives towards the basket. It's tipped out of bounds by George Ranch. And she'll inbound again. And Todd Reed would like another timeout. This is a short timeout for Todd Reed. George Ranch 7 and the Lady Mustangs 3. Milan Frances Miller with a basket. Lauren Crouch with a basket. China Amuldike also with a basket and a free throw. And that's a George Ranch 7 points. Couple free throws by Mallory Badillo and one by Destiny Davis. That is the 3 points that the Lady Mustangs have with 1:36 left in the first quarter. Each team, George Ranch rather, with 4 turnovers and the Lady Mustangs with 5. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School. We'll be back on the air next Tuesday night for men's basketball against Alvin. And that one starts at 7 o'clock. That's what the schedule says. We'll see how the JV games run. But that one says 7 o'clock, so 6:50 is our air time that night on GRHSI Radio. It'll be Lady Mustangs basketball. It'll trigger the inbound from underneath their own basket. All right, we're ready to play. 1:36 left in the first quarter. Davis trying to get it in. Does to Badil. Back to Davis. Jump shot from the near corner. That one is knocked out of bounds. The shot was long and knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. And we'll do this again, this time from the far side of the basket. Davis will inbound. Does. Gets it in to Hannah Humphrey. Humphrey out top, being guarded by Destiny Briscoe. And a travel whistled against the Lady Mustangs. Turnover number 6 in the quarter and the ball game. George Ranch brings in Emilian Fowler, a 5'9 freshman guard. As Shelby Caventa gets it across the timeline. Good spin move by Shelby. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Out top to Destiny Briscoe. To Caventa. Inside to Amuldiki. Into the corner to Briscoe. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. George Ranch leads by 4, 7-3. This one from the corner. A three-pointer is good by Isabella Little. George Ranch 10. And Lady Mustangs 3. Mallory Badillo on the far side to Destiny Davis. Three-pointer on its way is good by Destiny Davis. It's 10-6, George Ranch. Less than 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. This one down low to China Amuldiki, and she traveled once she got control of the ball and kind of fell out of bounds at the same time. So turnover number 5 for George Ranch. 6 for the Lady Mustangs. They'll have 19 seconds to put one in before the quarter ends. Badillo to Davis. Davis out top. Back to Badillo. Back to Davis. Back to Badillo. On the wing. Puts up the jumper. No good. A little bit short. Off the iron. And the putback is no good. The quarter ends, but there was a foul. See who the foul is whistled against at the line will be Faith Ojuelampi. Still don't know who the foul was whistled against for George Ranch. Maybe we'll get an indication here. Nope. Referees put back about a half a second on the free throw, on the scoreboard, rather, as Ojuelampi puts in the first free throw. 10-7. Longhorns by 3. That three-pointer by Isabella Little, the difference now. Second free throw on its way. This one no good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. And the quarter now comes to an end. It's the Lady Longhorns 10. Lady Mustangs 7. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, waiting on quarter number 2 to begin. Longhorns 10, Lady Mustangs 7. Scores for George Ranch. 3 for Isabella Little and China Amuldiki. 2 apiece for Lauren Crouch and Milan Francis Miller. For the Lady Mustangs, 4 points, Destiny Davis. 2 by Mallory Badillo and 1 by Faith Ojulapi. And we're underway in quarter number 2 from George Ranch. Brianna Hernandez with the basketball. She's in now for Todd Reed's ball club to Destiny Davis to Mallory Badillo. Back to Davis. Three-pointer on its way is good. Destiny Davis with 7 points. We are tied at George Ranch, tied at 10. Jaden Dunn way out top near the center circle into the corner to Shelby Covinta. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebounded by Brianna Hernandez. She'll take the ball across the timeline. George Ranch, no press in the ball game yet. Hernandez way outside. Now to Destiny Davis. Back to Hernandez. In the corner to Badillo. Back to Hernandez and Davis. Another three-pointer on its way. That one is long and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for the Lady Mustangs. Inbound by Little to Jaden Dunn. Dunn will take it herself into the corner to Shelby Covinta. Out top to Destiny Briscoe. Briscoe to Jaden Dunn in the left corner. Dunn puts up the jumper. No good. But a foul by Brianna Hernandez. Jaden Dunn at the free throw line, looking for her first points of the night. We are tied at 10 at George Ranch. First free throw is good by Jaden Dunn. To 10, Lady Longhorns. Next free throw on its way. Good again. And it's 12-10. George Ranch, a little bit of a press now, and it succeeds as the Mustangs throw it out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for Todd Reed's ball club. Briscoe will inbound, gets it in to Isabella Little. Now in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Dunn weaves her way around, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound by Isabella Little. She saves the ball from going out of bounds. Back in the left corner to Jaden Dunn to Shelby Covinta. On the right side, jump shot is good by Shelby Covinta. Her first 2 points of the night. Longhorns lead it 14-10. And the press again employed by the Lady Longhorns. Finally, they get it across. And down on the layup. That's good by Lauren Spencer. Spencer was able to get free and take that pass and put one up and in. It's 14-12. Let's see if this is a short timeout or a long one. It's a short one, so we'll keep it here. Longhorns by 2. As we were telling you, we'll be back here in our normal broadcast spot next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, for men's basketball at George Ranch High School against Alvin High School. It's a 7 o'clock scheduled tip, so we will schedule our airtime at 6:50 p.m. on GRHS iRadio. Live basketball coverage for you for George Ranch sporting events, baseball, basketball, football on GRHS iRadio. To Shelby Covinta in the far corner. Little bounce pass to Danielle Duncan, the ball game for George Ranch. To Jaden Dunn, to Milan Francis Miller. And a lane violation whistled against George Ranch. Their sixth turnover of the ball game. Eight by the Lady Mustangs. George Ranch will continue its press. Mustangs having trouble getting it in, finally do. To Destiny Davis. She'll control the basketball, but she throws it away. And now recovered by Hannah Humphrey. And she double dribbles. End result, the Longhorns get another turnover on their press. That's the ninth one for the Lady Mustangs. Isabella Little will trigger the inbound in front of the scorer's table. And George Ranch turns it over. Jaden Dunn tried to find Shelby Caventa in the far corner and couldn't do that. Pass was interrupted by the Mustangs. Now Brianna Hernandez to Destiny Davis. And that one is thrown out of bounds. 10 turnovers for the Mustangs. Milan Francis Miller will trigger the inbound. Danielle Dunk checks out for a bit. And in the ball game again, Ibuku Famagan. In the corner to Jaden Dunn. That left corner, she drives on the basket, no good. The putback is good by Famagan. Her first 2 points of the night. And the Longhorns lead 16-12. And a long pass down court. And that one is too long for Faith Oajulapi and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for the Mustangs. And George Ranch has pushed that lead to 4, 16-12, 4:48 left in the second quarter. To Jaden Dunn out top. Dunn into the right corner to Shelby Caventa. Caventa cross court to Milan Francis Miller. She can't get that one to drop, but a foul. Foul whistled against Brianna Hernandez, her second. At the free throw line, Milan Francis Miller had a chance to meet her dad before the ball game. Had a good conversation with him and kind of was checking us out. Where can I find the ball game? You can find it at grhsiradio.com through our website, or you can find it through the TuneIn app, which you can get for free on any device. And so we had a chance to talk to him. His daughter just put in the first free throw. Second one is off the mark. Milan Francis Miller with 3 points. Longhorns lead 17-12. Mustangs having trouble getting across midcourt. They finally do. Brianna Hernandez with the ball. Over here to Lauren Spencer. Spencer around the top of the key to Destiny Davis. Davis drives on the basket and puts up an awkward shot. And it is no good. And a foul whistled against Milan Francis Miller, her second. That was an awkward shot because Destiny Davis was kind of falling down and had the ability at least to put the shot up. And now they're saying she was not in the process of shooting. So the foul against Milan Francis Miller will stand, but no free throw. And Todd Reed wants to know about that now. The referees are talking that out, and Destiny Davis is at the free throw line, and everybody is set for her free throws. So we got that worked out. It is not a shooting foul, however. It's a 1-1. Davis with 7 points. And make that 8. First one finds the bottom of the net. 17-13. George Ranch by 4. 4:09 left in the second quarter from George Ranch High School. Second free throw is a little bit short. Rebounded by George Ranch. Rebounded by Tiffany Bird, who's in the ball game. The pass down low to Jaden Dunn. She has that one blocked. Destiny Davis across the timeline. Good block and a good recovery by Destiny Davis with the ball. She's now trapped near the free throw line and knocked away by Shelby Cavinta. And the ball goes out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under their own basket into Tiffany Bird in the corner. Bird has that one stolen away. Eighth turnover for George Ranch. Into the hands of Destiny Davis. Cross-court pass to Hannah Humphrey. She's being guarded by Bird. Humphrey drives the baseline. Tries the reverse layup. That's no good. Rebounded by Shelby Cavinta. Cavinta across the timeline. Now pulls up short. Lets everybody set up. In the corner to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way. That one's a little bit long. Into the hands of Tiffany Bird. She loses control. And this one down low to Hannah Humphrey. And she blows the layup. Rebounded by George Ranch. Shelby Cavinta will slow things down a bit and set things up. She directs Destiny Briscoe. And now the ball into the left corner to Jaden Dunn. Out top to Tiffany Bird. That one thrown away by the Longhorns. Destiny Davis on the drive. Poked away from behind by Shelby Cavinta. And the Lady Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. ...17-13, George Ranch by four, 2:39 left before halftime. Brianna Hernandez will inbound under the Mustangs basket. Gets it in to Humphreys, who puts up a jump shot, no good. And on the rebound, ball knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. George Ranch with the inbound. Shelby Cavinta to Lauren Crouch, who's back in the ball game. Lauren started, then went out. Now back in the right corner with the ball. Let's a three-pointer go. No good. That one was short. Into the hands of Mallory Badillo. Badillo to Brianna Hernandez. Knocked away momentarily. Badillo tracks it down. Now she drives on the basket to Brianna Hernandez. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound and the putback by Faith Ojulampi is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Destiny Briscoe to Crouch in the corner. And she walked. 12th turnover for George Ranch. 13 for the Lady Mustangs. 1:50 left before halftime. Longhorns lead it by 4, 17-13. In the corner to Isabella Little. He dribbles out of traffic momentarily. Now into the hands of Shelby Cavinta. Destiny Briscoe has that one poked away. And then poked away by Shelby Cavinta. But a foul whistled against the Longhorns. Destiny Briscoe whistled for the personal foul. Her second of the night. And at the free throw line is Hannah Humphrey. No points tonight for the 5'6 freshman guard, Hannah Humphrey. She'll try to change that here at the free throw line. First free throw is good by Hannah Humphrey. She'll get a second one. It's 17-14. Lady Longhorns by three. Second free throw on its way. That one is no good. Rebound by the Mustangs. Faith Ojulampi with the rebound. Out top to Destiny Davis. Davis drives on the basket. Puts up the layup. It's good. 10 points for Destiny Davis. And the Lady Mustangs within one, 17-16. Three-pointer on its way by Lauren Crouch, and that's no good. And that one knocked out of bounds by George Ranch on the rebound. 13 turnovers for both clubs with 107 left before halftime. Davis directs traffic, being guarded out top by Jaden Dunn. Leaves it off for Mallory Badillo. She drives the lane. No good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler to Jaden Dunn. Into the corner and knocked out of bounds. The intended target for that pass was Shelby Covinta, who was knocked out of bounds by the Lady Mustangs. Covinta will inbound in front of Lamar's bench. Having trouble getting the ball in. And George Ranch has to call a timeout. 46 seconds left before halftime. And Coach Pierce had to call a timeout lest the Longhorns turned it over again by not getting it in within those 5 seconds. Scoring for the Longhorns, 3 points by Milan Francis Miller, 2 by Jaden Dunn, 2 by Lauren Crouch, 3 by Isabella Little, 3 by China Amuldiki, 2 by Shelby Covinta, and 2 by Ibuku Famagan. For the Mustangs, 2 by Mallory Badillo, 10 by Destiny Davis, 2 by Lauren Spencer, and a free throw by Hannah Humphrey and Faith Oajalapi. And that's the scoring for the Lady Mustangs. They're within one. Longhorns lead at 17-16. Ball inbounded to Fowler. Back to Shelby Covinta. Covinta out top. Directs traffic. Now inside to Famagan. And Famagan is pulled down. Now the referees say just a tie-up underneath. But the award goes to George Ranch. Back to George Ranch. Fowler will inbound to Jaden Dunn. No, she picks Shelby Covinta. Covinta to Famagan, who puts up a jumper. No good. Off the glass. Rebounded by the Lady Mustangs. Mallory Badillo to Destiny Davis. Three-pointer on its way. No good. A little bit too hard. Rebounded by Covinta. Covinta guarded momentarily by Oajuwampi. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the little jump shot. No good. Off the front of the iron. And that one is kicked by Destiny Davis and out of bounds. Reggie Dunn did a good job showing the referee with his foot that it was kicked by the Lady Mustangs and out of bounds. And the referee saw that too. 5.2 seconds left. Shelby Covinta will inbound. Gets it into Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the left-handed dribble. Fades to the left. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. As the half ends, George Ranch 17. Lady Mustangs 16. You're listening to live Lady Mustangs, or Lady Longhorns, rather, varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Lady Longhorns 17 and the Lady Mustangs 16. We'd like to welcome one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to our broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda, Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend. .com. When we come back, we'll bring you up to date on the scoring for the first half. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns 17 and the Lady Mustangs from Lamar Consolidated 16. Here's the scoring. First for the visiting Lady Mustangs. 2 points for Mallory Badillo and Lauren Spencer. A free throw apiece for Hannah Humphrey and Faith Oajalapi. And 10 points, leading scorer for the Lady Mustangs, is the 5'4 junior guard Destiny Davis. She has 10, and the Lady Mustangs with 13 turnovers through halftime. For George Ranch, scoring from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the first half, 3 apiece by Milan Francis Miller, Isabella Little, and China Amuldiki, 2 apiece by Jaden Dunn, Lauren Crouch, Shelby Kavinta, and Ibuku Fomigan. George Ranch also with 13 turnovers. Longhorns outscored the Lady Mustangs 10-7 in the first quarter, and the Mustangs turned it around on George Ranch, outscoring the Lady Longhorns 9-7 in the second quarter, and that's where we stand. George Ranch 17, Lady Mustangs 16 at halftime. A few more messages. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Welcome back, everybody. It is halftime at George Ranch. Lady Longhorns lead it by 1-17-16 over Lamar Consolidated. Just about a minute left before halftime. Give us enough time to bring you up to date on our broadcast schedule moving forward. We will be here next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, airtime about 6:50 p.m. It'll be men's basketball from George Ranch High School against Alvin High School. And then on Friday night, next Friday night, on December 15th, back here for Lady Longhorns basketball, it'll be a district game against Taylor. So next week, a couple ball games, one a men's game against Alvin at 7 o'clock, and then a week from Friday against Taylor High School, it'll be Lady Longhorns basketball. Again, tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock, our airtime about 6:50 p.m. on GRHSI Radio. I'm sure both coaches talked to their respective teams about turnovers, both teams with 13 in the ball game. Mustangs have some injury problems. Todd Reed's club came in here with three of their players out with injuries. George Ranch had the same thing happen early on in the season and are just recently getting back at full strength. They were last week against Katy and then played at full strength this weekend in the Whitley tournament down in Clear Creek. All right, we're underway in the third quarter. George Ranch will be moving left to right this time as a switch ends. They'll be coming towards us, and our broadcast setup here in the southwest corner of Lady Longhorns gymnasium here. Shot put up by the Mustangs. No good. Rebound. And another shot by Destiny Davis. This one goes out of bounds. It'll be George Ranch basketball. Shelby Cavinta will bring it across. No press by Lamar Consolidated to Jaden Dunn. To Milan Francis Miller. Out top. Looking inside. Can't get anything going there. To Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is whistled for traveling. That is the second or third time tonight that Jaden Dunn has had trouble anchoring that pivot foot or getting going without dribbling the ball. This one down low, turnover by the Mustangs. And this one ahead to Francis Miller. And a good save on the basketball by Danielle Dunk, but into the hands of the Mustangs. The original pass was too long. It was kept in bounds by Danielle Dunk, but into the hands of the Mustangs. Now George Ranch will have its opportunity. Kavinta from the far corner, no good. Rebound by Mallory Badillo. 6:35 left in the third quarter. To Destiny Davis, three-pointer on its way. That one's no good. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn ahead to Kavinta. Kavinta drive on the basket, no good. Rebounded by Destiny Davis. Into the corner to Mallory Badillo. Back to Davis, back to Badillo. Now Mallory will dribble it out top and take Destiny Davis's spot, and Davis will take hers in the left corner. Now Badillo, little left-hand jumper is good. Mallory Badillo's got 4 points. And the Mustangs with their first lead of the ball game, 18-17. George Ranch turns it over. And the jump shot is good by Hannah Humphreys at the opposite end. And it's 20-17, biggest lead of the night for the Mustangs. They lead by three. Down low to Danielle Dunk. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Mustang. Destiny Davis drives on the hoop, puts it up and in. And all of a sudden, six straight points by the Mustangs, and they lead it by five, 22-17. George Ranch wants a timeout. And we'll take one with them. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Six straight points by the Lady Mustangs put them ahead by 5, 22-17. George Ranch needed a timeout after that. Longhorns led it at half, 17-16. Haven't scored here in the third quarter, but three straight baskets, one by Badillo, one by Davis, and one by Hannah Humphrey. And the Mustangs go ahead for the first time in the ballgame and then kept going ahead and now lead it by 5, 22-17. George Ranch will inbound at the far end. Jaden Dunn takes that pass from Danielle Dunk and crosses the timeline to Dunk. To Fowler on the far side. Fowler tied up a bit. Now to Milan Francis Miller. Miller over here to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way is good. Jaden Dunn with a three-pointer. And the Longhorns just down by two. Jaden Dunn right in front of us here. Good three-pointer. Good look at the basket. Squared up and drain that three. And it's 22-20. China Amuldike swatted that inbound pass right back to Mallory Badillo and out of bounds. Now they get it in again. This time Lawrence Spencer puts in the two-pointer, and it's 24-20. Done for George Ranch. To Fowler, right in front of us. Fowler tries to get it down low, and a foul is whistled against Jessica McGowan. Check that. No foul. Just the ball knocked out of bounds. No foul on McGowan. Isabella Little will trigger the inbound for George Ranch right under the Longhorns basket. Way out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Milan Francis Miller. Little jump shot. No good. Inside here. Good save of the basketball by Amyildiki. But this time it is knocked out of bounds. The 17th turnover, rather, for George Ranch. 15 by the Lady Mustangs. Longhorns are pressing now. They got Davis tied up. She gets it ahead to Lauren Spencer. Spencer under the basket to Jessica McGowan, who puts it up and in. 26-20. Lady Mustangs by 6. To Milan Francis Miller. To Isabella Little. Back to Miller. Miller, three-point shot is no good. It's short. Rebounded by Lauren Spencer. To Destiny Davis on the far side. In the corner. To Lauren Spencer. Spencer puts up the two-pointer. It's 28-20. Longhorns down by 8. As the Mustangs continue to pour in points. Just 3 by George Ranch in the third quarter. 12 by the Lady Mustangs, the Longhorns. Just a three-pointer by Jaden Dunn. Mustangs bring the ball down. No press by George Ranch this time. Out top to Mallory Badillo. Badillo in the corner to Hannah Humphrey. She puts up a shot. No good. And the ball cannot be tracked down before it goes out of bounds. 16 turnovers for Lamar Consolidated. China Amyildiki will inbound at the far end in front of the Mustangs bench to Jaden Dunn. Dunn walks it across the timeline to Milan Francis Miller. Miller to Kavinta. Looking inside, gets it inside to Little. Back out to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, little jump shot is good. Jaden Dunn with 7 points. Basket is good, and a foul by Lauren Spencer on the steal by George Ranch. Basket was good by Isabella Little. She's got 5 points, and she'll be at the free throw line looking for one more. 28-24, Lady Mustangs by 4 points. We'll take a timeout here. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, Lady Mustangs lead by 4, 28-24. George Ranch needed a timeout there. They've been outscored 12-7 in the early going of the third quarter. 2:40 left in the third quarter. And the Longhorns down by 4. Good steal of the basketball before we took that timeout by Isabella Little. She put up the basket and was fouled. She's at the free throw line. 5 points on the night, looking for number 6. Free throw on its way and no good. But she got her own rebound to Milan Francis Miller to Jaden Dunn out top. That one stolen away by the Mustangs. And the Longhorns return the favor. and steal the basketball. Jaden Dunn has it. Inside to Little. Little, left-hand jumper, no good. Rebound, and the putback is by Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta with 4 points. Longhorns down by two, and a steal again by George Ranch. And the Mustangs steal it back. Basketball flying all over the place. And again, a steal by George Ranch. Shelby Kavinta has it to Milan Francis Miller. Drives the baseline. Puts up the left-hander. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Mustangs. George Ranch down by two. 28-26. 1:45 left in the third quarter. A lot of turnovers in the ball game, and sometimes back and forth on successive trips down court. And speaking of turnovers, a double dribble whistled against the Lady Mustangs. Mallory Badillo did that. 21 miscues for Lamar Consolidated. George Ranch with 20. To Jaden Dunn. He's being guarded out top by Badillo. Shelby Kavinta, three-pointer is good by Kavinta from the near corner here. George Ranch back ahead in the ballgame, 29-28. And they press the Mustangs. The Mustangs, I thought, were trying to get it over, but they were fouled by Milan Francis Miller, her third foul on the reach-in. To Destiny Davis. Davis drifts towards the right side. Now puts up the layup. That's no good. And she's whistled for the offensive foul. Drove hard into the lane to put up the shot and drew the foul. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Longhorns by one, 29-28. They were down by as much as eight here in the third quarter. And a couple three-pointers and some steals. And George Ranch now up by one. Kavinta with the jump shot, no good. Rebound by Amuldiki, and the putback is no good. And a foul whistled against the Lady Mustangs. Foul by Jessica McGowan, her first. At the free throw line, Amuldiki, 3 points on the night. 42 seconds left in the third quarter. George Ranch at the free throw line. Amuldiki's first one is good. She's got 4 points on the night. Here comes Lauren Spencer back in the ballgame. Jessica McGowan checks out. Another free throw. Second one on its way by Amuldiki. Same result. That one is good. George Ranch, 31-28. And a steal by the Longhorns. Amuldiki puts up the layup. No good. Rebound by Jaden Dunn. And that one is good. 33-28. Lady Longhorns by five, and the ball knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Mustangs will inbound under their own basket. Davis looking to get the ball in, finally does, gets it in out top to Hannah Humphrey. Humphrey on the right side, into the corner to Davis, three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Amuldiki with the rebound. To Tiffany Bird. And Bird tries to find Isabella Little and can't. The ball is knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. Isabella Little will inbound on the far side. Gets it into Shelby Kavinta to Amuldiki. He draws a crowd, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound by Faith Ojalapi. To Lauren Spencer. Spencer puts up the last shot of the third quarter. It does not go in. George Ranch, 33, and the Lady Mustangs, 28. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns by 5, 33-28 as we start quarter number 4. George Ranch with the basketball. 22 turnovers for the Lady Mustangs, 20 for George Ranch. Little out top to Kavinta. Shelby looks now to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way is good. Jaden Dunn with her second three-pointer of the night. She has 12, and the Longhorns now lead by 8. Mustangs finally drive it to the basket. It was knocked away from Hannah Humphreys. She got it back and laid it in. Mustangs down by 6. A tie-up under the basket. Amiel Diki and Ojalapi. And let's see who the award goes to. And I think one of the referees is shaken up a little bit. Took a little shot inside there. There was a tie-up between Amiel Diki and Ojalapi. And now a foul is called. It was not a jump ball. China Amiel Diki charged with the foul. Shalisha Pierce is finding out exactly how that transpired. The referee is saying that Amiel Diki came from behind Ojalapi and kind of wrapped her arms around her to grab the basketball. So that turnover charged to George Ranch. Lauren Spencer will inbound underneath the Longhorns basket. Longhorns are pressing. And the press almost worked. They got it back. Spencer got it back and now lost it. The lay-in by Little is no good. The putback by Jaden Dunn, no good. Kavinta has her shot blocked. But it's back out top. Amiel Diki tracked it down. And Shelby Kavinta has it out top to Little. And Little drives on the basket. Isabella Little with her 7th point of the night. Longhorns steal that one. And Francis Miller lays it up and in. And George Ranch is making the Lady Mustangs pay on those miscues. They've stolen the ball several times and put it right back in the basket. It is 40-30. George Ranch by 10, their biggest lead of the night. Let's bring you up to date on the scoring. Francis Miller with 5, Jaden Dunn with 12, 2 by Tiffany Bird, 7 by Isabella Little, 5 by China Amiel Diki, 7 by Shelby Kavinta, and 2 by Ibuku Fomigan. For the Lady Mustangs, 4 by Mallory Badillo, 12 by Destiny Davis, 6 by Lauren Spencer, 5 by Hannah Humphrey, and 2 by Jessica McCowan, and a free throw by Faith Ojalapi. George Ranch by 10, 40-30. As we work here in the fourth quarter, rather, at George Ranch High School. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio for live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch. Next week, our first opportunity to see Charlie Jones and the men's team. They will play Alvin High School at 7 o'clock next Tuesday night. We'll be on the air about 6:50 p.m. And the Mustangs again with the turnover. That is 26 turnovers for the Lady Mustangs. And George Ranch will inbound here on the near end of the court. But at the far side, Milan Francis Miller will inbound for the Longhorns. Into Little, back to Milan Francis Miller to Jaden Dunn. And Dunn whistled for the travel. 22 turnovers for George Ranch. Lauren Spencer looking for someone to get it into. Finally does. Mallory Badillo with the ball. She's double-teamed but gets it across the timeline to Destiny Davis. Davis loses control momentarily. Now has it back. Drives on the basket. Puts up the left-handed little running jumper, and that's no good. The foul by Milan Francis Miller, her fourth. At the free throw line, Destiny Davis with 12 points. First free throw from the left-hander is no good. Tiffany Bird checks in for George Ranch, and out comes Milan Francis Miller. Davis with 12 points. Second free throw on its way is no good. Hit the back iron. Rebounded by Amul Diki. To Isabella Little. To Amul Diki. To Tiffany Bird. Jump shot on its way is good. Tiffany Bird with her first 2 points of the night. Nice little jump shot from right in front of us here at George Ranch. They trapped the Mustangs momentarily. Finally get it across, and now it's stolen away by Amul Diki. And a foul whistled against Destiny Davis. Tried to get in front of one of the Longhorns and committed her second personal foul. Inbound by Isabella Little to Jaden Dunn. Drives the baseline on the far side. And that one is knocked away and a foul. By Destiny Davis, who picks up successive personal fouls. Jaden Dunn will go to the free throw line. She's got 12 points tonight. A couple three-pointers, a couple free throws, and a couple baskets. First one by Jaden Dunn is good. ...43-30... Longhorns by 13... Next one is good again. Dunn with 14... and the lead is also 14... ...44-30... Lady Mustangs finally get it across the timeline. George Ranch had them hemmed in down at this end. And a foul whistled against Tiffany Bird. Got a little too anxious trying to steal the ball away from the Mustangs. Destiny Davis drifts towards the right side. She's guarded by Tiffany Bird. Now the left side puts up a running hook. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Cavinta. 5:15 left in the ball game. George Ranch by 14. Cavinta drives the right side. No good. And a foul whistled against Faith Ojalapi, her first. At the free throw line, Shelby Cavinta. She's got 7 points. Scored a couple in the second quarter. Scored 5 in the third quarter. And 1 here in the fourth. First free throw is good. Longhorns by 15, 45-30. Shelby Cavinta, second free throw on its way, and good again. She's got 9 points, and the lead is 16. Mustangs get the ball in, but then double-teamed right away. Almost lose control. Spencer dragged her foot. And that is the 28th turnover for Todd Reed's Lady Mustangs. Jaden Dunn with the ball to Shelby Cavinta into Amyildiki. Amyildiki drives on the basket, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Lauren Spencer, her third. At the free throw line, China Amyildiki with 5 points. And the first one hits the iron and falls off. She'll get another one. Longhorns lead by 16, 46-30. Amyildiki's second free throw is good. She's got 6 points, and the lead is 17. Down low to Faith Oajalapi. That one is no good. And a foul. Whistled against China Amyildiki, her third, and set to check in Ibuku Fomigan. At the free throw line, Faith Oajalapi's first free throw is no good. In comes Fomigan, and out comes China Amyildiki. Three fouls, 6 points for Amyildiki. Second free throw upcoming for Faith Oajalapi. One is on its way, no good again. Hit off the front iron, rebounded by Jaden Dunn. 4:50 left to play in the ball game. Longhorns by 17. It's 47-30. To Tiffany Bird. Now out top to Shelby Cavinta. Inside to Bird. Bird flips one up. That one is no good, but the foul is whistled against Oajalapi, her second. Tiffany Bird to the free throw line, and a good play by Tiffany Bird. She knew that Oajalapi was in tight on her, drove the basket and just flipped it up there and drew the personal foul. First free throw is no good for Tiffany Bird. 5-4 senior point guard with 2 points tonight. Next one on its way. That one too hard as well off the back iron. Rebounded by the Lady Mustangs. George Ranch calls off the press as Lauren Spencer gets it across. Now a three-pointer on its way from the right side by Destiny Davis. And that one is no good. A foul whistled underneath against Jaden Dunn, her first. Not a shooting foul, so the Mustangs will inbound, and they do to Brianna Hernandez. She drives the basket, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Rebound by Isabella Little. She gets it over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn loses it momentarily, now has it back. Dunn has got a couple choices here. Got Tiffany Bird right in front of us here. But chooses to go out top to Shelby Cavinta. That one is broken up and stolen away by the Mustang. Destiny Davis has that one taken away from her. Shelby Cavinta over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the little running hook. No good. Rebound and the putback is good by Shelby Cavinta. She's got 11 points, and the Longhorn lead is 19. Been a lot of clock minutes since the Lady Mustangs have found the bottom of the net. Now committed another turnover. They're 30th on the night. matches the amount of points the Lady Mustangs have put up. George Ranch 49 and the Mustangs 30. Jaden Dunn with the breather. Shelby Covinta being guarded out top by Hannah Humphrey. That one is whistled against Shelby Covinta, and she can't believe it, nor can Coach Pierce, her second of the night. And the inbound will go to the Lady Mustangs in front of George Ranch's bench. Mustangs get it in. No press by George Ranch. And a foul. And this one, an offensive foul. Maybe kind of a makeup for the Covinda call. Brianna Hernandez had the basketball, ran into Tiffany Bird, and drew the offensive foul. George Ranch will inbound at the far end. 3:15 left in the ball game. Longhorns by 19, 49-30. Destiny Briscoe in for George Ranch with the ball to Little. Little drives in, left-handed jumper, no good. Rebounded by Destiny Davis. Good rebound by Davis. Into the corner to Hannah Humphrey. Humphrey has it stolen away by Tiffany Bird, who lays it up and in. Tiffany Bird goes coast to coast on that one. Longhorns by 21 now. 31st turnover by the Mustangs. And Tiffany Bird is able to lay that one up and in. And this time, a double dribble committed by Brianna Hernandez. Shelby Covinta with the ball to Isabella Little. Little back to Covinta in the far side. Covinta drives on the basket. Little running hook is good, and a foul. Basket is good. Foul whistled against Faith Ojalapi, your third. At the free throw line, Shelby Covinta. Some substitutes now. Emilian Fowler is in for George Ranch. Covinta at the free throw line. And that one is good by Shelby. 54-30. Longhorns by 24. Wasn't too long ago that Lady Mustangs led by 8. George Ranch kind of flexed their muscles late in the third quarter and here in the fourth. And went ahead by 24. Erased that 8-point lead in the process. Milan Francis Miller. As it was this one taken away. Now good tie-up of the basketball by Ibuku Famagan. And the award still goes back to the Mustangs. Mustangs get it in and lose it. Destiny Briscoe drives on the basket. And now ball is being directed to the far side, and the Mustangs will inbound it, so I don't think they truly lost control of it. In for George Ranch is Lauren Crouch. Mallory Badillo back with the ball to Destiny Davis. Davis way out top, being guarded by Milan Francis Miller. Davis drives the left side with layup is no good. Rebound by Famagan. To Destiny Briscoe. Back to Famagan. Back to Briscoe. And ball is tipped out of bounds by the Lady Mustangs. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. 1:35 left in the ballgame. It's 54-30. George Ranch by 24. Briscoe out top. To Milan Francis Miller. To Lauren Crouch in the corner now to Briscoe. Briscoe, couple dribbles. Now tries to get back out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch has trouble with the basketball, now loses control. 24th turnover for George Ranch. Down for the Longhorns, Jessica McCowan with the shot. That's no good. But the putback is by Hannah Humphrey. The basket counts by Humphrey. It's 54-32. Now George Ranch is shooting a technical foul. Didn't really see what happened down there. Fomigan misses the first free throw. She'll get another. The second one is good by Fomigan. She's got 3 points on the night. George Ranch by 23 with 61 seconds left in the ball game. Longhorns on the technical foul, shoot the free throws and get the ball back. Inbound to Briscoe. Briscoe across the timeline. Being guarded way out top by Hannah Humphrey. And Humphrey commits the reaching in foul. First foul of the night for Hannah Humphrey. At the free throw line, Destiny Briscoe. No points tonight for Destiny. See what happens on these free throws. First one is a little strong off the back iron. No good. Second shot on its way, and that one is good. Destiny Briscoe with the free throw. She's on the board. Longhorns 56-32 over the Lady Mustangs. Long one on its way by Davis. No good. Rims in and out. And the rebound by the Mustangs. And then a foul by Destiny Briscoe, her third. 34.8 seconds left in the ball game here at George Ranch. At the free throw line, Hannah Humphrey. She's got 7 points on the night. That one is no good. Just off the front iron. Rebounded by George Ranch to Briscoe. Down low to Lauren Crouch. Puts up the layup. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. 25 turnovers for George Ranch. To Hannah Humphreys. Three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Fomigan. Fomigan. To Danielle Dunk. Dunk to Lauren Crouch. Crouch pulls up short on the jumper. Now down low to Danielle Dunk. Turnaround jump shot is no good by Dunk. And that's the ball game. Final. George Ranch 56. And the Lady Mustangs from Lamar Consolidated 32. We'll be back to Longhorns Gymnasium to wrap this one up. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's the final. George Ranch 56, Lamar Consolidated 32. Here's the scoring for the Lady Longhorns, who picked up their fourth win of the season against nine losses, and Todd Reed's Lady Mustangs, their ninth loss against five wins. The scoring honors are shared by Shelby Covinta and Jaden Dunn, each with 14 points, 5 by Milan Francis Miller, 4 by Tiffany Bird, 2 by Lauren Crouch, a free throw by Destiny Briscoe, Isabella Little with 7, 6 by China Amuldiki, and 3 by Ibuku Fomigan. That's the 56 points scored by George Ranch. They'll have to cut down on the turnovers, though, as district plays starting up next week. Longhorns with 25. On the other side of the ledger, scoring honors go to Destiny Davis with 12, 7 by Hannah Humphrey, 6 by Lauren Spencer, 4 by Mallory Badillo, 2 by Jessica McCowan, and a free throw by Faith Oajalapi. And that is the 32 points scored by Todd's Reed, Lady Mustangs. They had 32 turnovers on the night. George Ranch's press in the third and fourth quarters contributed to that total of 32 turnovers on the night. We will be on the air next Tuesday night with men's basketball from George Ranch, with Alvin High School coming in. Scheduled time is a tip-off of 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:50 p.m. from George Ranch High School next Tuesday night, and then right back here on Friday night for the Taylor Lady Lions coming in to play George Ranch in the second district game of the year for the Lady Longhorns. They will play Elsick on the road next Tuesday night, then come back here on Friday night for their second district game. Charlie Jones's Longhorns will have their first district game against Alief Hastings on December 19th right here at George Ranch, and of course we'll be here for that one. Final again, George Ranch 56 and the Lady Mustangs 32. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio for live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball. So long, everybody.